from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
Get some Hey Man Ale in your life, guys. Football season is here. Week zero is coming Saturday. And as a matter of fact, coming up next hour, you'll hear from Brent Key, Georgia Tech's head coach, stop by the steakhouse today, and you'll hear what he says about NIL and where his team is and how ready they are. Are you ready, by the way?
Yeah, man. Look, it's a scary game. We'll get into it, obviously, on Thursday before we shove off for Ireland. But it's, I think if you're a Tech fan, you feel really good. I know you said it earlier, and I concur, man. If you got it at 13.5, you feel great. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Over-under's at 55. I can see both teams really want to run the ball.
Sure.
And it's nobody at Florida State knows anything about what you're going to get consistency-wise from DJ Uiagalelei at his third stop. So we'll get into it. But, you know me. Are you ever confident as a football fan, by the way?
It depends.
I don't think I've ever, as a college fan, you know, because FSU's my school. You guys know that. But I've never, ever, even in, like, the year we played Vic, I was nervous in the championship game.
Yeah.
The year we played Auburn, I was freaking out. Remember, Auburn knew all the calls. They all knew the signs from Damian Craig. Scary. I've never gone into any Florida State going, we got this. I've never been that fan. I just can't do it.
When Alabama was rolling and Colt McCoy was the quarterback at Texas, by the way, he retired today. He's going to be doing work for Big Ten and a good career for him and a variety of teams. But when he was the quarterback, Alabama was rolling, Mike. It was, can anybody beat Alabama? We kind of forget there was this aura around the program. And, you know, obviously Colt McCoy gets hurt. The rest is history. Alabama wins again. But that was one of those games where a lot of Texas fans felt like, okay, we're going to be in this game. We're good enough to be in this game. And then McCoy goes down. But I don't go into a lot of these games like you just thinking this is going to be easy. I think college football, there's more parity now than there's ever been.
Right.
And we've seen this. These games can turn on the drop of a dime, man. So, yeah, unless you're playing Sisters of the Poor, that's the only time you really feel like, okay, we got a dub today.
And I've seen Georgia Tech get a stop at the goal line. I've seen Georgia Tech block a field goal and take it for a touchdown against Florida State. So there's been some strange things. I think if you're a Tech fan, I think you should be very, very inspired and feel pretty good about this matchup. And certainly I think a lot of Tech fans do.
Brent Key is on the way. You'll hear what he has to say. Let's talk about our Falcons, because the second preseason game has come and gone. And it was boring. Boring from the standpoint of, we understand they weren't going to play the starters. But one guy that we were curious about playing was Michael Penix Jr. And Coach Raheem Morris, after the game, I want you to hear what he said about not playing, you know, Penix. to date, all right, as of right now, and I don't think he plays Friday night either, or Saturday or Friday night, should I say, against Jacksonville, Mike, he's probably taken, what, 11 or 12 snaps in preseason. Now, he's looked good in practice.
16 throwing attempts. 16 okay. throwing attempts.
Total.
Yep, and yeah, that's it.
All right, so that is his total work in the preseason. This is what Raheem Morris said about not playing him.
Torrey, it was all about that, right? Last week, we wanted to get him out there and get a feel for what he was in live game, which we kind of already knew. Wanted to see him be able to answer questions, talk about it on the sideline, go out there and execute, make mistakes, and know what to do. Like when he looked the wrong way, getting right to the check down. He did a lot of those things a lot, but it took a hit last week, should have changed the protection. He's able to clearly communicate those things. I mean, we've seen enough last week of Michael Penix and the live stuff, and now we had the chance to mitigate him in practice. And you know, we give him a bunch of live stuff out there in practice that you do everything that you would do in a game other than get hit. But, you know, we feel really good where we're at with Michael. We feel really good where we're at with the other guys that we set, and we treated that the same way. But Mike showed us last week enough that we don't have to play him in the preseason.
It is tough, as we said last week. We told you you weren't going to see Penix Jr. Sorry about that. We foreshadowed. But because you see Caleb Williams making some cool plays, you certainly see Bo Nix making some amazing plays. And I think fans want to see our guy do his thing as well. Jaden Daniels just named the starter in D.C., but this guy's clearly the backup behind Kirk Cousins. Do you think that there were – he used that phrase a few times. He was talking to Kay Adams, formerly of NFL Network, about mitigating injury.
Yeah.
Do you think there was anything in the back of the mind to keep him from putting on a show and then creating any kind of controversy, or just strictly about the injury issue?
I feel like when you lose, you know, a couple of guys in that first game, it changes your opinion. I also think if you wanted to tell me, and if you asked me honestly, Dukes, who's been better at practice? It's been Cousins. Just straight up. Now, that doesn't mean that Michael Penix can't play and that he hasn't made great throws, but they're going in, you know, literally, Cousins rep and then Penix rep. Cousin rep. Series, Penix rep, series. And if you ask me honestly, from what I've seen over the last three and a half, four weeks, I would honestly tell you that. I don't think there's a controversy when it comes to the playing aspect of things. Mm. My concern, Mike, is, God forbid, if something happens to Kirk Cousins, is he ready to roll? Or are we still in this learning phase where we're going to have to go through a couple of weeks of this during the regular season, which could potentially hurt us? But coach is saying he feels comfortable.
Look, he's a much more accurate passer than anything we've rolled out. Certainly, we get it. Mariota couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, and Ritter was just struggling to keep his head above water. But it just feels like, to your point, not good. Heaven forbid anything happens to Kirk Cousins, but you just want to see this guy's ready to go. And they're apparently getting the evaluations, him and Zach Robinson, Coach Rod, that they feel comfortable about. I just thought you'd want him sponging up as much game experience. I don't expect to see him in game three.
No.
But I thought this was another one where he'd play the first half. Not the case. And so it's just been tough. Like, the Falcons have been a hard watch in preseason. A lot of the preseason has been a hard watch for almost everybody.
The only reason I'm watching, Mike, is these quarterbacks. The ones that I'm curious about. Whether it's Caleb, whether it's Bo Nix, Drake May, whomever we've been talking about, because I want to get a sense of what they're, you know, what they may look like. All these guys outside of Penix guys could potentially start. The only other guy right now there's a big question mark about is Drake May, and I don't think he's going to start New England.
Yeah, it sure sounds like he's going to be Jacoby Brissett. Meanwhile, as far as players are out there impressing, we've seen him at practice. He certainly looks good. Casey Washington's a guy that we drafted, but this Chris Blair kid has really done some things. Chris Blair from Alcorn State, he's 26, and he's made a bunch of catches in both the preseason games, and he's had a lot of big plays in practice.
I agree. You know, we talked about Casey Washington having a good camp. So is Blair. Listen, there were some positive things. It wasn't about the win or loss against Ravens. They lose by 1 point. Whoop-de-doo. It's about the work. So if it's about the work, then I expect you to do your job. That means, Young Wei Koo, you got to hit field goals. So if you're going to ask me if I took anything away from preseason game number two, it would be, what's going on, Koo? Because I don't understand how you miss those field goals that we've seen you hit time and time again. I get it. Guys change, you know, the line changes. But, Mike, we're fundamentally talking about a field goal. You're not getting that kind of pressure.
No, he's missing everything left, too. That's the thing. He had a 54-yarder. He started pushing everything left. And you're saying, okay, I mean, is there some kind of crazy wind that I'm not aware of? Because, you know, the best kicker in the NFL kicks in that building. He doesn't miss. So, I don't know.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I just don't. I look, the last thing you want to think about is Koo, because as Carl and I have said, even when Dan Quinn was here for the last, you know, 6 years, Koo's been here. Anytime the ball's on the right side of the 50, kick it, because our offense always seems to bog down. He's one of our best.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Scoring options. Yeah, you hope that's not the... Guys wobble. Harrison Butker had one of these a couple of years ago. Sure. He's considered one of the highest paid kickers in the league. So I'm not trying to make it into a federal case, but just go make all your kicks against Jacksonville. Let's get on with it, because that's a little unnerving.
Well, that was the eye-popping thing for me. Like, if you said, oh, Penix didn't play, okay, I can deal with that.
I won't like it, but I get it.
Yeah, first team offense didn't play. Okay, cool, I'm good with that. Hey, Koo missed 3 field goals. What?
Yeah.
Why? Like, preseason?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't expect this to be the norm. We know we have one of the best field goal kickers in the league, but that was just not one, not two, but three.
And push, Chris, if I'm right, would they all go wide left? Were they all wide left? So that's a concern.
Yeah.
Because you got to figure a veteran like Koo over the course of that game is going to figure it out.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Right?
Well, I hope so.
Hey, man. By the way, honorable mention to Rook Arororo, who goes and gets one sack, and maybe he will be that secret sauce. We kept comparing the Falcons draft to the Rams draft a year ago, and the Rams got impact players. We don't get to see Braylon Trice because of the knee injury, but maybe Rook out of Clemson, man, they were right to jump up and get him when nobody saw him going in the second round. He's the 35th player taken, Carl, in this NFL draft. And, I mean, in a small sample size, he sure looks like the Kool-Aid man busting through there.
I like what I've seen from him. I think, Mike, and again, it sounds weird. I'm not saying they're hiding him. I just feel like they haven't let him go. And in that game, you know, he beat his man. It was like straight up. I just like what he brings. I think he's going to contribute to the football team. Now with Matthew Judon, by the way, all these guys should be like, yo, singing the praises, because they know their jobs just got a little bit easier. That's the dude you got to be aware of.
Guys, we said this earlier in the show. You realize with the acquisition of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, we added 32 sacks in 3 years and 14 interceptions the last 3 years. I know that we saw Stephon Gilmore sign a contract with Minnesota, which is surprising considering Minnesota's probably going to struggle this year. But either way. But, man, we got defense. The number one thing is edge rush. And then this guy comes in. A lot of Falcon fans were worried last week, Carl. This guy's going to be, I don't know, oh, has he got an agenda? Is he an angry man? No, this dude's an intense dude who knows he's got to earn it here in Atlanta.
Yeah, he is. And we're going to let you hear what he had to say, because I think it was eye-opening as to his approach to what he thinks this team is and him joining this team.
It is part of our strong arm story of the day, which is on the way. This hour, by the way, is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Mm. By the way, executive producer Turtle says Younghoe Koo, the last 2 years, has missed 5 field goals. The last 2 years.
Yeah.
He just missed 3 in a preseason game.
Right.
Now, Saturday.
The good news is it is a preseason game, but, you know, there are some coaches out there that would bring in some competition this week. Look, we know what we've got. He's what I think he is.
Should I be worried about this?
He's an 88% career guy. Tucker's at 90. He's the best. So he's good. Look, we know he's a Pro Bowler. It's just weird. And that's why we said, however many field goal attempts he gets against Jacksonville Friday, make your kicks.
Should I be worried about this?
As I said, it's unsettling. A guy, the last thing I'm supposed to be worried about is that.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right about that.
You know?
You're right.
It's like the coolant light just came on. I told you, the coolant light's on. That's not right.
Judon speaks, and we listen intently. Wait until you hear what he has to say, Atlanta. It's Dukes and Bell. Thought he'd be day-to-day. That's not the case. All right. Let's talk about what happened today with our Atlanta Falcons. We heard from Matthew Judon. We heard from Justin Simmons. These are two huge additions, guys, to our football team. And Matthew Judon talked about the fact, and this was the first thing that jumped out to Mike and I as we were listening today, because we were not at Flowery today. And he said that he cannot come in here and demand a new contract. Mm. And I just thought it was interesting, Mike, the perspective of this, because if he really wanted to, he could easily say, look at my resume, look what I bring, I want some new money. But listen to what he said and how he answered the question about a new deal.
The Atlanta Falcons know nothing about me as a football player and as about me as a man or, you know, that stuff. They really know my previous resume. And so I can't really demand or ask for anything that I haven't worked for. And that's where I've been my whole life. So I'm going to work for it, man. You know, I got my GV hat on, man. I came from D2. So, I'm a work for it.
Grand Valley stayed up in Michigan. That's what he's referencing. And I just said, when you and I saw this, and we both our eyebrows kind of went up, it's just kind of refreshing. I'm like, I get it. There's all sorts of fans out there, but there's a lot of fans out there that get sick and tired of the money. You know, it just, you know, fair or unfair, we always feel these guys play in the most dangerous sport in the world, and they deserve to make as much money as they can. But that is just, Carl, so refreshing to hear a guy put in perspective like that,
yeah.
At least to me.
No, and for me, it also says that he is focused.
He's motivated.
He's coming in here with a purpose, show.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's good for us, bad for other teams, because he can flat out play. So, tip ball! Oh, can't wait. That, number one, relieves all of this conversation around the country about Judon's going to want this, he's going to want that, he don't want Jack. Right.
Remember Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk?
Yeah.
He may refuse to take his physical. Yeah. No. He's not even asking for it. We thought, you know, realistically, Carl, maybe there'd be a sweetener. Like, you got to throw some kind of a bonus or rework the deal.
Sure.
No. He says, I'm here. Let's roll.
Let's roll. So that is good news. Matthew Judon was also talking about the culture here. And I want you to hear this as well as Justin Simmons, who talked a little bit about this in just a second. But whatever we're trying to tell you about what we feel, I think you're hearing this time around, this year, with the players that are here. Here's Matthew Judon.
You know, coming here, and I didn't know it before I got in the building, but you see the culture. You see how Ra interacts with the players and how the players interact with each other. And you see, like, even though we compete, like, if somebody like going down, like people not finishing them, or, you know, is not too many fights out there, and maybe that's because it's later in training camp, I don't know, but you see that the locker room is stable, and I don't know if y'all ever been in there or whatever, but, you know, people are mixed up in different sections. It's not just like the DBs right here, all the DBs, so it don't get that like clicky posse type stuff. Everybody's intertwined in some type of way.
Purposely done, by the way.
Right on.
And purposely done.
Love this guy's juice. I mean, this guy, it was funny because I guess, you know, we follow the NFL. Not everybody knew who he was. You know, he's a top 10 pass rusher. As we said, 32 sacks in three last 3 years, and that's when he missed basically 13 weeks last year. He's that different kind of dude. You feel it? I mean, he's not saying stuff we're used to hearing, are we?
No. We haven't had a guy like this in a minute. And by the way, we love John Abraham. John Abraham didn't talk a whole lot. He told us that. He wasn't for media, and he was a dude. He was a killer on the field. Judon is just that. And I think
it more than anything, that's what you should take from this first presser is, I'm here, I'm ready to play, I'm happy to be here, and let's go. Like, I don't need to hear anything else. And more than
and the Falcons don't owe me anything, and which is kind of unusual this day and age.
And the most important thing for me is, this is going to sound crazy, you need killers on the field.
Right.
He's one of them.
Kill the quarterback.
You need these guys.
Hit the tight end so hard his girlfriend dies.
You need those guys.
I mean, this,
kill everybody.
That's what I need.
What we've talked about, and rarely in my time as a fan of this team, have you, like, now again, only time will tell. I think his resume speaks for itself, and Carl just laid it out. He's highly motivated, and he's going to get paid. He may get paid here. He may get paid elsewhere, but he's going to bring it. You're going to get max effort from this guy. You can't manufacture it. You can't just put it on a T-shirt. You can't have a slogan.
You have it, or you don't.
Either you got the juice, or you don't. We've got guys that bring the juice, period.
Now, let's talk about Justin Simmons. Safety signs here. People now know about this dinner. There was a recruiting dinner. Basically, he's in town. They take him to Chops, and coach is there. And, you know, we talked about this on the show last week, and it was kind of a sidebar. Now it's become a big deal because you realize how influential hearing from guys on this team was to Justin Simmons. But, Mike, before we get to that, Simmons admitted today, which I did not know this. I don't know if anybody does. He was roommates with offensive guard Chris Lindstrom at Boston College for a year. And he says, oh, yeah, Chris is my dude. You've got so many connections right on this team from people who either know Jesse Bates or, you know, Bates knowing Simmons or Bates knowing about Judon. Like, it's such a small connection. But that was interesting. So he has a relationship with Chris Lindstrom. Here's what he said about the recruiting dinner that took it over the top.
Chops is what sold it, honestly. No, I'm joking. Yeah, so Grady, AJ, and Jesse were the players there. Obviously, Coach Ra and Coach Ra was there. Terry was there, and so man, it was just a great dinner. You know, I'm familiar with Coach Ra and the defense that he runs, and so you know, a lot of it was kind of talking X's and O's, just philosophy, vision. Big things like that, and then really just getting a feel for the culture and the guys there. Obviously, you know, Jesse being acquired, you know, from Cincy, and then Grady playing his career here. AJ obviously being a you know, a cornerstone in the organization, and so just getting a feel from those guys, like from the transition from their old head coach to Coach Ra. What's the feel? How's the culture? What do you guys like? What do you guys dislike? You know, those types of questions. And man, it was a great dinner, and I know everyone saw that clip of Grady on Good Morning Football talking about, you know, the car and this is how they treat you in Atlanta. That did happen. So I will admit that did happen. But now I'm super excited to be here. This is what we were waiting for, an opportunity like this, and I can't wait to for this thing to get rolling.
Me either.
Dude, I just want the season to start. I mean, think about this. You got other teams, you know, the 49ers are dealing with Ayuk and Trent Williams, and you've got CeeDee Lamb and Dak Steele. Everybody here is like, let's go kick some ass together. I like the vibe. I came here on my own volition. I wanted to play in Atlanta. All you guys always tell us, oh, nobody wants to come to Atlanta.
That's a joke.
We got two Pro Bowlers when nobody saw this coming. And also, hats off, because I know I've gotten on his case over some of the moves. Great job by Fontenot to pull the trigger.
Oh, absolutely. Don't wait, man. If you think you can get something like this to help your team, Mike, you're absolutely right. We have not given a lot of love and credit to the front office, Ryan Pace included, all those guys, the decision makers. It's great. But Terry Fontenot knocked it out. He's cooking. Here is Justin Simmons, our new safety, talking about what he adds to the team.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much to like about it. And, you know, for me, I think, you know, the big free agent signings, right? Like, you know, Kirk, you know, Mooney, obviously the pieces that are already here with on the offensive side. You got Drake, Bijan, Kyle. And then I've always been a big fan of Jesse and seeing not switching to defense, Jesse, and seeing what he's done. I think AJ, not here, but just around, I feel like he's one of the most underrated guys in the league, and Grady's been doing it at a high level. And I feel like Caden's a great player at linebacker, and you need important linebacker play in this scheme. And for me, it was also being about where I could go, where I feel like I'm valued, and where I know I can produce and I can get the best, not only out of myself, but the guys around me. I feel like one of the most undervalued things just about myself is that when I'm coming in, it's a multiplier factor. I can make everyone around us better, but that's the communication with Jesse, with AJ, Caden.
We talked to Brian McFadden last week, guys. You know, it was Rewind on the Odyssey app, because he talks about, we asked the question, is there a bit of redundancy because they're both kind of ball hawking guys? And he says, no, not me. He's, by the way, Justin Simmons is a little bit bigger than I think people give him credit for. Randy Mack said, not as big as like Cam Chancellor or Earl Thomas, but I mean, there's size and there's athleticism, and both these guys, Carl, can fit and get up to the line of scrimmage. And when you need eight guys up there, it's going to work.
Fresh off the plane, knows everybody on the defense. He just named the entire defense.
Right.
He just got here. Because he's been looking and studying and realizing who he may go play with. That's impressive. The other impressive thing today is Matthew Judon. His quote, I'm going to go out there and just play with reckless abandon. The mission is to go out and destroy everything out there. That is what I need.
I mean, if that doesn't get your juices pumping, man. Come on, Falcon fans. Defense was our major concern. Not as concerned about the defense as we were 2 weeks ago, bro.
Grant McCauley is next.
I just brought you, bro.
Yes, it's a big deal, man. We'll talk about the injuries to our Braves and the Phillies coming in here as well. Stay right there.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Grant, lots of stuff going on with our Braves. Before we get to what happened on a successful road trip, they went 6-4, but the unfortunate news today is about Austin Riley. Fill in our listeners and tell us what you think.
Yeah, I mean, that news overshadows, unfortunately, a road trip that was way more good than bad for a Braves team that needed to come home with a winning record from that 10-game trip. And unfortunately, they come home with another injured superstar. Austin Riley hit in the hand in the first inning of Sunday's game. I think we all kind of feared the worst there because of his reaction. He's about as tough as they get, and you could just tell that this was going to be something that, if he was okay, it almost felt like it was going to be a miracle, that you were going to get good news. And unfortunately, the MRI today revealed that it is bad news. A fractured right hand, 6 to 8 week recovery is the prognosis. I don't need to do the math for you guys. We look at a calendar. There's less than 6 weeks to go in the regular season. That puts you into the playoff territory, and that's if he gets back on the front end of that timetable. I'm not going to rule it out. I posted on social. I know he'll do everything he can to get back, but the human body only heals so fast, and there's only so much he can do here. So you're talking about bitter pills, gut punch, the latest in a long line of just devastating injuries for this team. It checks all those boxes. And unfortunately, this has been the story of the year. And we also don't really have a whole lot of options when it comes to replacing a guy like Austin Riley. He kind of falls under that tier that Ronald Acuna Jr. does, that you just can't go outside the organization to find somebody that's going to be as good as he is. And inside the organization, quite clearly, Austin Riley's the guy.
And that's just it, Grant. I mean, yeah, we've got some guys in the minors. You've already talked about that on Twitter. And it's just you cannot replace the slugging. And he's probably arguably been the most steady. I know we've gone through slumps with Matt Olson and others, but he's arguably been the most consistent piece, although his home run numbers and RBIs are down.
Yeah, but the last 2 months, though, Mike, to your point, I mean, this has been the Braves' best hitter, not named Marcell Ozuna, who has had that distinction all season long. But Austin Riley was playing a lot more like Austin Riley since the middle of June, and this is just unfortunate in so many different areas. I mean, Austin's a guy that's averaged 159 games played for the last 3 years, somebody who's averaged 35-plus home runs, 100 runs batted in, and I know he was having a down year on the whole, but he had been trending in the right direction for quite some time. And not to mention, you know, Austin Riley's glove at third base, that's going to be difficult to replace on top of everything else. So, you know, the internal options, they're certainly not Austin Riley. I mean, whether or not you want to give Nacho Alvarez a shot, Luke Williams is a guy he's kind of a role player, a versatile guy. Brian Anderson is back in the organization. I know there are a few other minor league names. And then you start kind of looking waiver wire. Is somebody going to get dumped by another club that might be eligible to come over before August 31st, which is the deadline to be able to play, to be on a postseason roster, and come over and help this club? We'll see if the Braves are able to find somebody that way. It's a long shot, but I think they can use all the help they can get and leave no stone unturned. And that's kind of the way Alex Anthopoulos has operated.
All right, let's go from the bad to, I guess, some of the good. We got Ronaldo Lopez. He's returning on Tuesday.
Yeah, Ronaldo Lopez will get the ball in game one of a 3-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies, who are going to be firing Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola in the first 2 games.
Oof.
Braves will counter with Lopez coming off the IL, then Freed, then Schwellenbach. I talked about this on From the Diamond yesterday. I'm a little bit intrigued as to maybe why on regular rest they weren't more inclined to go with Chris Sale in that finale. But I can also understand if you are going to insert a pitcher into the rotation right now, Ronaldo Lopez is a guy you make exceptions for. This is not, let's bring up a guy who's minor league depth and throw him in an important game. So I feel like you got to have trust in that guy. He's a big reason why you are where you are and you've gotten where you have. And hopefully he comes back rested and recharged and ready to give the Braves something. But, yeah, getting Ronaldo back is a big deal because it stabilizes a rotation that very much needs all hands on deck. And that's kind of, I think, going to be the mantra for the Braves for the rest of the year to get through this. They're well beyond next man up. I think they've gotten to all hands on deck if they want to get this thing where they want it to go.
12 earned runs and 11 walks for Max Fried. Is Max Fried going to get right as we need? Again, just like everybody else, we just need your maximum effort right now.
Yeah, no pun intended. And I think that he has looked better as he's gone along. I mean, the first one, clearly, he just wasn't sharp. The walks were a big problem for him. The next one coming in Colorado, I don't really put a whole lot of stock in that as a particular sample size. But this last one against San Francisco, he was one close play at the plate away from getting out of an inning, not giving up any runs. And then the third run that he was charged with came on a home run given up by Jesse Chavez with an inherited runner on base. So it was trending in that right direction. The Braves got shut out in that game, so clearly any runs he gave up didn't help them win that game. But I did think he looked better in San Francisco, and hopefully he's now knocked the rust off and is able to go out there and start giving the Braves some really consistent innings. They need that big time. The bullpen, I know we may have touched on this already, but no A.J. Minter moving forward. That changes the dynamic some. Can you slide Grant Holmes into that mix? Dylan Lee, I think, has a big opportunity to step up. This is going to be, again, a case where there's going to be opportunity because of the injury, and the Braves have had more of that than they've wanted to deal with this year, but it is a chance for some guys to step in and really step up when the team needs them most.
How challenging is this going to be for Snit moving forward here over the next 6 to 8 weeks with all the things that you're talking about?
Tremendously. And I think that, you know, you don't really have a plan B when you start losing the everyday pieces that your team is built around. No more was that more evident than with Ronald Acuna Jr. There's not a plan B guy for that. There's somebody you can come in and say, well, we might lose a little bit here, but this will be okay. You had to go outside the organization and get Jorge Soler, who in some ways, and I've heard some people say, well, it's kind of Ronald Acuna Jr. light. He'll walk some. He'll hit some home runs. He's a threat at the top of the order. Hopefully he's back in this series as well. That would be a big boost for the lineup. But Austin's been one of the most consistent and most important hitters. I mean, losing Ronald, they've been through that for a while. It's not going to get any easier. You'd love to have him, but compounding that by losing Austin Riley for potentially the rest of the year, that's going to be a difficult one for Brian Snitker, both in the lineup and at third base, to get something out of whoever it is that steps into those very big shoes to fill them. You need Matt Olson to step up here. Michael Harris II getting back. I mean, that's timely. Again, the return of Soler would be big as well. And Marcell Ozuna, you've been on the back of the big bear all year long if you're the Atlanta Braves. Hopefully he continues to do what he's been doing.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a guy like Ozuna hit it all the way back over the trees in Anaheim to like that like little AstroTurf field. I mean, that was truly a moonshot. Grant McCauley's with us, guys, in the WaitForIt.com hotline. Grant, we never quit on this show. Okay, granted, I did say fire sale it in 21, but that's a bad example. But, I mean, some years you just look at it and say it's just too much to overcome because you get Money Harris back, as we just outlined, and you get and now Riley's out. I mean, right now the Braves, as the sixth seed, would play Milwaukee, you know, in the best of three. And I guess the caveat is if you have strong pitching, you've always got a chance.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is I think that you start to look at, all right, well, you've got Chris Sale, who is, you know, I think the odds-on favorite right now for Cy Young in the National League. If it's not him, maybe it's Zach Wheeler, who we'll see for the Phillies tomorrow. He's very good as well. But I may have already pointed this out, and then stop me if I have, but Chris Sale is currently sitting on all the Triple Crown categories in the National League. That's something that no Braves pitcher has done since 1889, and that means no Maddox, no Glavin, no Smoltz, no Spahn, no Negro. That's how special a year Chris Sale's having. You put that at the front of a rotation, get Max Fried healthy and doing his thing, Ronaldo Lopez. I've still got a lot of faith in Spencer Schwellenbach. I think he can throw some big and important innings, which is one of the big developments of this whole season. And Charlie Morton has also shown lately that he's still capable of going out there and giving you the kind of starts you need from him. So they've got the starting five. I say all that to say that. If they can get the timely hitting going, I think this bullpen is also capable of getting the big outs. Raisel Iglesias has been terrific. They've got some pieces here, but it is very difficult when you talk about the offensive downturn and the injuries to look at this club, all things considered, and say, I feel really good about our ability to outscore the other team. And that is the problem with all of sports is if you want to win, you got to score more than the other guys. And for the Braves, that's been the challenge all year long.
Grant, good stuff, man. We appreciate it. It's troubling times right now for our Braves. Got to fight through it. Hopefully we show up and do a good job against the Phillies, which starts tomorrow. We'll talk again tomorrow, brother.
You got to look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. That's Grant McCauley, Braves insider. The news today again, Austin Riley out 6 to 8 weeks. So how do you overcome it, Mike?
See, I mean,
if we had Acuna or Strider, right? You say, okay, well, we can overcome that. These injuries have just been boom, 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 boom.
You just don't have anybody in the minors, and Nacho apparently, according to Mark Bowman, has got a touch of pneumonia, so he's probably not ready to rock just yet. You just don't have anybody in Gwinnett or in the organization that can come in and plug in at third base and give you anything remotely close to what, to Grant's point, Austin Riley was giving you.
All right, guys, coming up.
I call Chipper. Chipper's 52. I bet you Chipper can still bat 200 in this league.
I'm sure he could. Hitters
still hit. Probably what those other guys will do.
Yeah, and shooters can always shoot, no matter how old they are. Coming up, he says this is the best team he's ever been on. Who said it? Stay right there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.